Unipgakta Sulikuliap Yukta. Let's tell legends and stories.
Ungibadlta. Let's all tell stories.
Kanamjilta Kuliratlu. Let's tell legends and stories.
For this episode of Let's Tell Legends and Stories, we will listen to Grace Sloco's story, Young Man versus the Witches. Josie Bourdon narrates.
Young Man versus the Witches by Grace Sloco. Once upon a time, there was a young man who got married just after his first son was born. He loved the baby so much that he kept him home almost all the time. This made his elderly father very, very worried, as in those days, old men and fathers were shamed if their sons did not get involved in physical fitness exercises. When the father did not see him exercising, he couldn't stand it. He spoke to him, saying, "We ourselves were young men once, but we didn't stay home like this. It is not right." With this, the young man got very angry. He didn't like this kind of talk at all, as he was not a very nice young man. He decided to leave the village and his son because his feelings were hurt. He had his mother and wife make garments from the skins of reindeer, while he made himself a rod for a cane with a little bell at the tip. The women wept as they sewed the garments. The young man set off on his journey as soon as everything was prepared. He was out on his own now, traveling by foot, day after day, on and on. Pretty soon, his muscles got used to the strenuous travel, and he began to enjoy it. He wandered all over the tundra, across rivers, and over many mountains. One day, he was standing at the mountain's edge, overlooking the landscape down below. He saw a whole bunch of igloos. It was a village that was close by the foot of the mountain. As he was observing the sight, he decided that he must carefully study what was taking place in the village. In the center of the village was a large igloo. Further away, there was a smaller one. Standing there, he tried to decide which igloo he must go to. The large one in the center must be the home of the ruler, while the little one must be the home of some lone person. To the large one in the center I must go. At dusk, he went down to the village. Almost immediately, he was approaching the largest igloo. There he stood with his rod upright for a while. It was a quiet evening, and no one was outside at that time. Soon, from the inside of the igloo, he heard the sound of girlish laughter, and he wondered what was going on. He realized that it was the sound of young women coming out to do chores for the evening. As the laughter and excitement was going on inside the igloo, the young man walked quietly back and forth. The soft breeze of the wind made the little bells on his rod jingle. The voices of the girls quieted down as they heard the jingle of the bells on the rod. The sound of the bell was unique and rare to the girls, as there was no steel in the area. They quieted down and kept asking one another, "What is that?" The young man could hear some of the girls running and telling the people in their home, "There is a strange sight out by the igloo. It is a cleanly dressed man in a white parkie. In fact, everything he is wearing is white. He has his cane set up on the ground, and at the end of his rod is a little bell. It is making a most gentle sound. The voices of the old men could be heard murmuring within. Finally, the young man heard one elder say in a very commanding way, "Go see!" With this, a young man came out of the igloo. He had only a parki and mukluks, the type one uses for seeing and checking outdoors. What he saw petrified him so much that he didn't know what to do. He walked back and forth as he pulled himself together. After a while, when his bare legs began to get cold, he finally talked. Glancing at the almost full moon in the sky, he asked, "Is the moon this full already?" The stranger, happy to be able to greet him now, answered him, "Yes, the moon is really getting this full already." "Well, come, let's go into the igloo," the young man invited the stranger. As they entered the igloo, the young stranger could see that they were walking on people's legs. A long line of girls were sitting side by side on the opposite wall facing them, making a way for the young man to enter. As the stranger walked on the legs of the young girls, he could hear them talking to each other, saying, "That young man doesn't weigh anything. I don't feel his weight, do you?" Some whispered back in amazement, "He is so light." But the young man had really just gotten so agile from walking such long distances that he felt very light on the girls' legs. In the igloo, he got a greeting from the elderly man, the father of the families there. There were many people there, men, women, and children. The man showed the young stranger the inside of the igloo, saying, "This is your place over there." This was a platform-like place, like every family has in an igloo. It was the place of a young lady who seemed to be a little bit older than the other girls. Right away, the young man made his way to the girl's room, and there the young lady talked to him and fixed him food to eat. After the young couple got to know each other for a little while, the young lady told him, "Now, young man, if you are going to marry me, you are only going to be here overnight. Tomorrow, a lady will come after you, and that will be the end of you." The young man asked, "Why?" The young lady replied, "Well, that's how it always happens. Every time a man comes to marry me, a very large lady comes into the igloo to get them. I can't get married. She always comes for them." "But I won't go," the young man immediately insisted. "Oh, she will come," the girl continued, "but I just won't go with her," the young man reassured her more. "You'll see tomorrow at the ceremonies," the girl replied. The next day was a big ceremonial day. The people in the village had parts of all kinds in the dances and ceremonies. The young couple sat at their place and joined the crowd. The young lady said to the young man, "The lady who comes and takes every man that I'm about to marry will be coming soon." So every time a group of people came in, the young man would ask the girl, "Is this the lady?" "No," she would answer. "When she comes in, you'll see her. She is so big and tall that she will block the whole entranceway and hall for a while." "But I won't go with her," he kept saying. "Yes, you will," she said. After a while, the young lady nodded and her eyes glanced sternly at the entranceway. She said, "There she is." Sure enough, a tall, big lady walked in with a small pan of food in her hand. Walking to the couple, she handed the little dish to the young man, saying, "Here, I have brought some food for you to eat." "I'm not hungry," the young man replied. Just eat it anyway, the lady went on. After some time, the young man got tired of having the dish around him, so he grabbed it, dumped the food in his mouth, and swallowed it carelessly. Now come with me, the lady coaxed. Where? The young man asked. Just follow me, she continued. The young man picked up his pants, put them on, and the lady said, Don't forget your parka. So the young man grabbed his parka and put it on reluctantly. Picking up his spear by the entranceway, the young man followed the giant lady close at her heels, almost pushing her. The giant was walking quickly toward the small, lone igloo, and the young man followed her. When they got to her home, the lady was breathing heavily in and out. Finally, she turned to the young man and laughed. Ah ha! I am out of breath now. You sure were going fast. You are different. The young men who have followed me before have never had the strength that you have. Come on in and follow me. Once inside, you must place your foot on the forehead of each of my entrance keepers in order to avoid getting bitten. As he was going into the igloo, he could see two great brown bears, one at each side of the entranceway of the dungeon. He gave the bears quick touches with his feet on their foreheads as he went passing. After they had passed, the bears snapped their sharp, strong teeth, but they were not bitten. Inside the dungeon-like igloo, things were different. The giant lady turned toward the other corner and talked very sternly, saying, Would you please leave us alone for once? I've got myself a companion. The young man wondered who she was talking to. When he turned to look, he saw the giant's elderly mother in her own platform-like room. The weird-looking and wicked elderly witch was smiling and nodded, Yes. The giant lady tried very hard to make the young man feel at home. The young man eventually got thirsty and asked her for water. The lady showed him the drinking place by pointing towards a corner of the dungeon. I'll get the water for you, she offered. But the young man said, Oh, I can get it. And he went himself in spite of her attempts to stop him. He soon found out why the woman was trying to stop him from getting his own water. When he looked down into the water, it appeared that he was looking into a great ocean. For a moment, he actually thought that he was at the rim of some distant ocean. A little man in a kayak was paddling towards him, aiming to throw a rope at him just as he was going to drink. So without taking a drink, he took a deep breath and blew at the toy kayak. The same thing happened many times. Every time he went to take a drink, the little man in the boat swinging a rope would come towards him to catch him. The young man got impatient with this, so he blew really hard and the little boat sank. He finally got his drink of water and left. Panicking, the big woman asked him, Did you do anything with my toy? The young man said, Well, I wanted a drink of water, so I just blew him down and then drank. That was my amusement, my entertainment, she replied and almost started to cry. However, she wanted a companion bad enough that she remained pleasant. That night, horrible things happened in the dungeon. The young man did not sleep. He just went to bed with the giant woman and pretended to sleep. As the woman slept, the elderly witch came up before the couple with a large ulu, aiming to hit the young man. The young man was being very watchful. He made a sleep yell, which woke up the giant girl. "What happened?" she quickly questioned. The young man pretended to have been awakened from a nightmare and said, "Oh, I dreamt that your mother came at me with an ulu and was just about to hit me with it." He was pointing at the wicked witch, who was back in her room already. "Oh, mother, please leave me alone and let me have a husband," the lady implored. The woman called to her evil spirit, "Come back now, come back." Then all was quiet again, and the girl went back to sleep. So the young man exchanged places with the lady, and he kept watch. Sure enough, the old lady came up before him and the giant while holding an ulu. This time, she hesitated a little longer, muttering to herself, "What if this is my daughter?" Her long ulu was hitting part of the girl's neck already, thinking it was the young man's. Right away, the head rolled down and the bear guards chewed it up. The young man jumped up and the old witch became very angry. In fury, she threw the ulu at him, but he was able to jump so high that the ulu flew under him. Then he picked up the ulu and threw it at the witch, severing her right arm, and it fell off. With her left hand, the angry witch aimed at the young man. Again, he jumped over the ulu, and this time he threw it and cut off her left arm. The witch was now armless, but she held onto the ulu in her mouth and swung it at the young man. In return, he clamped down on the ulu with his mouth and swung it at the witch, cutting off her head. The decapitated head of the witch fell to the ground and rolled between two guardian bears, who proceeded to chew it up. Right away, the young man got up, killed the bears, lit a fire, and looked at the dark side of the igloo. What was it that he saw? It was a large pile of decapitated bodies stacked high, one upon the other. When it seemed to be all quiet in the igloo, he left and went to the village. He quietly entered the large igloo where everyone was asleep. "It is a good thing that nobody had locked the door," he laughed to himself. The girl was very surprised. "Oh, you've come back," she said in amazement and great cheer. "But how did you come back? The young men who have gone away with that woman before have never come back," she continued. After all of this questioning, the young man finally said to her that he had destroyed the witches there. While everyone in the igloos was waking up, the girl quickly swept up the floor and went in to talk with her parents. The young man felt uneasy. He knew that if the people in the village did not like what he had done, that he may have to flee for his life. Why had he been so hasty in telling her what had happened? But the girl's happy behavior helped to calm him down. In the parents' room, the girl was whispering something excitedly into her mother's ear, and the mother was in turn whispering excitedly into her husband's ear, like there was some terrific happening. The young man was almost trembling with fear at the thought of how people would react to his having killed the wicked witches. As he watched all of this going on, he noticed that the elderly man was getting dressed. Excitedly, the old man went outside and climbed up on top of his igloo, calling out all around, "Hear ye, hear ye!" For he was the ruler, and he was calling to get everyone's attention. When everyone had gathered and was listening, he said the most important notice. My people, we will be increasing. If anyone wants to get strong, let him go ahead. If anyone wants to take the running courses, let him. The wicked destroyers, those witches, have been destroyed. The ruler announced this to all the village from atop his igloo. This valiant from far away has released us from this evil. Anyone who wants to get the weapons of their young men may do so. They are at the witch's igloo. The people had all been listening very closely, and when they heard this, they all turned and advanced upon the witch's igloo, a weird place that had been feared for a long time by everyone. The igloo was torn down, revealing the awful dungeon, and the people in tears searched for the bodies of their young men, finding them all in the pile of headless bodies in the corner. These were all of the promising young men who had excelled in sports, fitness, and hunting, and who had come to marry the girl who was so smart and beautiful. When everyone had quieted down, the young man was still anxious because he wanted to get going. The young man begged for his departure, telling the young lady that he would return after he had checked on his people. So the young man went out traveling again, and in time he was back into his own village. At the far edge of his village, he came to a little house that was built like a wigwam, only it was made out of whale bones and walrus hide. There was a tiny old man trying to eat meat from the walrus rib. The little old man looked up in surprise, asking, "Where does such a good-looking, strong young man like you come from? Never have I seen a young man like you in this village before." "I'm from here," the young man told him. "Who are you?" the old man replied. "I've lived here all my life, but have never seen a man like you," the grandpa answered. "Well, I'm also from here," the young man answered. "Where is my family and my father?" He said his father's name. The old man answered, "That is my grandfather's name, for he is the one who raised me. I don't have a father," he went on saying. "Where are your grandfather and grandmother and mother?" he asked on and on. "Oh, they have gone on to rest long ago," the old man said. "They are dead." "And who are you?" the young man started yelling now. When he answered, the old man said his son's name, the little baby boy the young man had left behind years ago. "You are my son, a bad young man," he yelled, and with this he drove his knife into the old man, killing him. He was feeling so bad about his son being in old age that he didn't want him to live. The old man was a curse for him. It was the outdoor life that had kept the young man fit and strong. His son had never engaged in persevering exercises even until that day, which was what had caused the old age to come too soon for him. The end.
Thank you for tuning in to KNOM's Let's Tell Legends and Stories today. If you'd like to listen to this story again, please visit our website, knom.org. And if you'd like to participate in this program, either by contributing stories or narrating or doing something else, You can email legends@knom.org.